I was just saying how Tony Gosling told me that Friday the 13th isn't a bad luck day, but I couldn't really remember your explanation. So why is it not a bad luck?
Well, we have to go back to 1307.
Okay.
Remember 1307?
Oh, yeah, I remember it well.
What is it, 700 years ago? And the reason that Friday the 13th is supposed to be such a terrible bad day, it's really contested. There's different types of historians who will say it's wonderful, and other historians will say it's terrible.
Okay.
I'm one of those that say it's wonderful, because what happened Friday the 13th of October 1307 was that the French king, Philip the Fair, he'd had a foreign visitor from another country in Europe come stay in France, and he'd taken that in the middle of the night. They'd been talking about some sort of relic from the past. This is all back in medieval times, and he said, I know, we've got this relic in my treasury, right? So they trooped off with this visit. He trooped off to the King of France with his visitor to the treasury, which was looked after by this secret society called the Knights Templar. Now, they were the bankers at the time, right across Europe and into the Middle East. They were basically the first ever international bankers. Anyway, so the French king trooped off to this to his treasury, and he got there. It was really late at night, about 11 o'clock or something. And he knocked on the door, and he said, right, I want to show this foreign king this piece from my treasury. And the guy on the gate said, sorry, mate, you can't come in. It's more than my job's worth to let you in. And he said, but I'm the king. And so from that point, he was really annoyed, because he could not show this foreign dignitary this thing, because he wouldn't let him into the treasury. Imagine sort of knocking on the bank at the middle of the night and trying to get £1,000 out. You'd probably have exactly the same experience today. So the ultimate offshoot of it was that this got the French king suspicious about the Templars, because they were very good as bankers, but he didn't really trust them after that. And he got people to look into what they'd been up to, because there were rumours around. There were several Templar knights who'd left the order and basically said that they were up to no good in all sorts of different ways, including things like worshipping ebony skulls. And that's why the Friday the 13th day is remembered, is because there were early morning dawn raids on Friday the 13th of October 1307 on all the Knights Templar establishments right across France. And loads of them were arrested. They got wind of it, of course, because these secret societies, they have networks everywhere, you know, into all sorts of places. And they managed to get all of their treasure out from the treasury and taking it abroad, many people think, to places like Portugal, to Scotland and other places. But there were a lot of Templars were arrested, and from that point on, it was considered a terrible thing to be, a Templar. And it was ultimately disbanded, the whole order was disbanded. I mean, if you think about it, a sort of military Christian order, which is what they were supposed to be, there's something kind of a bit weird about that and wrong about it, because I mean, Christians, at least people who are spiritual, are supposed to be pacifists. So what are you going around like killing loads of people, you know, on the Crusades? So that's where the origins really of the whole superstition around Friday the 13th come from. And you know, There's several people like Julian Lee Jones. He's a historian in Bristol. He's a bit of a fan of the Templars. He thinks it was a terrible day, you know. So maybe he's biting his nails, not looking forward to Friday. But I'm totally the opposite. And I like, you know, I think the whole thing of the Friday the 13th is quite a good thing. It's about the same sort of things we need now, really, which is criminal, fraudulent bankers up in the city having dawn raids from the Metropolitan Police. I'd like to see that on Friday.
you said you have good things happen to you normally anyway.
Yes, that's right. Well, also, the number 13, a lot of people think that's superstitious. I went to the best party of my entire life at Junction 13 on the M1. There were people saying, oh, you can't go to that, it's at Junction 13. Nonsense. Absolute rubbish. Brilliant party. It lasted for about 3 days. About 7 o'clock in the morning, everyone was sort of working together to tidy the place up, get rid of all the litter, putting it all in bins and bags and binning. Everyone was like one. It was like one community, really. Yeah. And it was a great party, really good. Not too loud. You could sleep as well. The music quietened down a little bit at our end at about 1 o'clock, and it was all totally self-organised free party. So one of the best things I've ever been to.
Nice.
Other things to do with 13, well, I mean, the thing is, just don't be superstitious, full stop.
That's what makes bad things happen, isn't it?
If you think something bad's
going to happen, then it happens.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, so don't worry about Friday. It's going to be a great day.
Okay, and you said you've got a great show anyway this Friday, yeah?
Well, I hope. I mean, you know, that's not for me to say. It's for you, the listener. But we're doing a couple of things. First of all, 5 till 6, we've got Jack Lopresti on. He's the Filton and Bradley Stoke MP who got elected for the first time a couple of years ago in the general election, and he's very controversially supports the closing of Filton Airfield.
Mm-hmm.
Which of course a lot of the local people don't support, because it's going to mean jobs going. I mean, despite the fact that BAE Systems, who own the airfield, got it for nothing, because it was when the whole of the aerospace industry was privatised, they just got it, and now they've decided it's worth more selling it off for housing.
Mm-hmm.
But talking off the record to a lot of people that work up there at GKN, Airbus, places like that, the you know, the engineering firms, they know that once the airfield goes, once the land, you know, the runway goes, so they will be moved. You know, their jobs will go too, and maybe they will have to try and get their job somewhere else in Europe. But you know, this is, it's a myth that people are saying, well, all the jobs will stay at Rolls-Royce, etc. They're going to be very much under question if there's no runway.
Okay.
There are also daily Airbus run daily scheduled services from Filton to other parts of Europe where there are Airbus plants. So, you know, that will have to go. And it will be sort of, can you imagine an aviation industry at Filton with no runway?
Yeah, weird.
So we'll be chatting to Jack Lopresti about that on Friday.
Okay.
Also, between 6 and 7, I've got a guest from Veterans for Peace, which is a new ex-servicemen's organisation which has been set up, launched on Monday this week. These are people who've refused to serve in Afghanistan or Iraq, that sort of thing, and don't agree with the current wars, and so that might be quite interesting.
Yeah.
Plus also the Communication Workers Union are in, and they are having to face this whole sort of second stage privatisation thing that's going on at the moment with complete deregulation of the stamp prices. We're then rocketing up whatever it is, I think it's something like 60% increase in first class stamps and second class stamps. So they'll be explaining some of that, because it's the union that are often at the sharp end of these changes, and they will tell you what's really going on. I mean, I don't know if you remember this tanker driver's so-called strike from whatever it was a couple of weeks ago, and the panic buying of fuel.
Yeah.
Well, what didn't get told there in that story, in hardly any of the mainstream media, was that the changes are actually being brought in by the oil industry and their people who they subcontract the fuel to. You know, these companies are now doing less and less training, and what the tanker drivers are saying is, look, if you just don't pay us properly and train us properly, and you don't have a proper regime, then, and deregulate petrol tanker distribution of fuel, you're just going to get explosions, you know. And that was the side of that which wasn't really told, and that the initiative, the changes, are all coming from the people who are contracted out by the fuel companies to distribute our fuel, not by the tanker drivers. They haven't started this. And so I always think it's good to get a trade union point of view. And the other thing, of course, is we've got far more trade union members in this country than we have people who've joined political parties, you know, and they're far more democratic too. So if you join a trade union, you can take part in forming policy in a way that you just simply can't do in our political parties anymore. Look, the Lib Dems recently had their conference. They try, the ordinary members of the Lib Dems, to get the leadership to change their policies, but they end up usually scratching their head and going, well, what a shame we didn't save the NHS after all.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, you've got all these guys on from between 5 and 7 this Friday.
Yeah. Okay. It's all live. Well, a couple of pre-recorded bits and bobs, like a jingle maybe.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Cool. All right then. Well, thanks for popping in.
Thank you,
I'll make sure I have a good Friday the 13th as well.
You will. Don't worry.
I will. Thanks. See you then.
BCFM 93.2. Bristol is our community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, but that life's a bore so full of the superficial. It's gonna be search for a fountain that promises forever young, you know. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and share with no one who truly cares for.
Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You on BCFM. Thanks to Tony for popping in. Don't forget you can catch his Current Affairs show this Friday the 13th at 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. on BCFM.